to environmentalists everywhere, from the giants of the environmental movement to the ordinary folks who got it long before I did, I dedicate this little book. Thank you all for the inspiration. Would that I could, in the time I have left as a visitor to this beautiful blue planet, the third from a star called Sol, in a galaxy called Milky Way, do justice to your lives and examples with my own.
RCA, July 1998. For Bailey, Brooks, Banks, J.R., August, and Cecilia. And for any of Ray's great-grandchildren yet to walk this beautiful, blue-green living planet. Each of you is tomorrow's child. He did all of this for you. J.A.L., 2018. Forward. Those who were fortunate to know Ray Anderson were honored, delighted, and sometimes in awe. He was many people. Father, executive, colleague, brother, speaker, writer, leader, pioneer. But I am not sure any of us ever quite figured him out. On the outside, Ray was deceptively traditional and sometimes very quiet. He was an everyman, an all-American down-home Georgian. He was so seemingly normal that he could say just about anything and get away with it, because people didn't quite believe what they had heard. The metaphorical spear in his chest that Ray writes about describes an awakening that led him to give talks all over the world and become a great teacher. He could walk into an audience and leave listeners transfixed by a tenderness and introspection they never expected and had never encountered before. He was also courageous. He stood in front of large groups of learned individuals, telling them that pretty much everything they were doing was destroying the earth. And then he followed that statement with a personal assessment. He, too, was a thief and robber stealing the future of civilization because of the way he practiced commerce. He meant every word, and his message landed deeply in the hearts and minds of hundreds of thousands of people. Business audiences in particular had no defenses because they had no framework for Ray. Was he really a businessman? Yes. Was he a conservative Southern gentleman with a refined drawl? Yes. Was he successful? For sure. Where, then, did these radical statements come from? Paradoxically, because people could not connect the dots, he was extraordinarily credible. In Mid-Course Correction Revisited, you will find the pragmatist, because Ray's goals went far beyond the environmental commitments of every corporation in the world. He was called a dreamer. And to be sure, he was. But he was also an engineer. He had definitely seen the mountain, but he also dreamed in balance sheets, thermodynamics, and resource flow theory. He dreamed a world yet to come, because dreams of a livable future do not come from politicians, bankers, and the media. For Ray, reimagining the world was a responsibility, something owed to our children's children, a gift to a future that is begging for selflessness and vision. And here we hear about how he set his mind and life to that task. He used business as a means to educate and transform, but his life was not about money or carpets. Ray's life was about the sacred. His covenant was with God. The marketplace is where he labored. His teachings are a lineage that will live on for centuries to come. He realized that all commerce depends upon a sacred earth with all its complexity, beauty, and mystery. A newborn awareness of the interdependence and connectedness of all life was Ray's epiphany. Its attendant responsibility to do no harm was his mission. He was free to reimagine the relationship between humanity and nature with interface as the model. There were no longer human systems and ecosystems. There was